This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's 13 days before the election, and one of the candidates for St. Petersburg mayor finds himself in front of a class of University of South Florida St. Pete students explaining what his last 6 months have been like.
It has been a far different election that the city has ever seen for mayor, or for that matter, really, in some ways, for any other race.
That's incumbent Mayor Rick Kreisman, who's in a neck-and-neck race with former Mayor Rick Baker. Political science professor Judith Ann Scarfield-McLaughlin invited both candidates to her American National Government class. She says some of the students don't necessarily know a lot about government, and some don't care to either.
Many of my students, to be honest, come here having very negative opinions of candidates, negative opinions about campaigns and elections.
And even though this class is about national government, she wants them to know even more about their local elected officials.
For most of the people, you know, who are here today, what happens at City Hall is going to have a much more direct impact, immediate impact on their lives and on our university campus than things that are happening at the White House.
For more than half an hour, Mayor Kreisman talked to students about his positions and his opinion of politics today.
Close to $3 million going into this race, and really think about what that $3 million could have done if we were spending the money on something else.
He also took their questions, which covered subjects like St. Pete's schools and the relationship between the local transit system and attracting businesses.
How do you facilitate the business growth, whether it's like bringing corporations in or entrepreneurship, like prior to having that mass transit? Like, which comes first? You know, is it the chicken or the egg?
Former mayor and candidate Rick Baker initially planned to attend, but at the last minute, neither Baker nor a representative of his campaign were able to. We also reached out to Baker to get his thoughts about the class, but we didn't hear back from him. Kreisman acknowledges the importance of reaching out to a group of potentially undecided voters so close to the November 7th election. He pointed out to the class that it's not just a cliche. Every vote really does count, reminding them that he barely beat Baker in the August primary by 70 votes.
This is their city, so it's really important that they vote and have a say in what kind of city that hopefully they're going to grow up in once they finish college and work and live and play in.
He also liked the chance to talk to students who might one day want to be in his shoes.
I think the more you learn about our history, the more you learn about the process and you understand it. I mean, certainly you need to understand what you're getting into when you run for office and what you're getting into if you win.
As for the students, management senior and lifelong St. Pete resident Diana Estrada says she used to mainly keep up with just national politics.
And now after taking this class, I've realized how much of an impact that local government has on our daily lives. And so it's motivated me to stay up to date with the local elections, and I'm more motivated now to actually get involved with my own community.
And political science sophomore Benjamin Fishman said he researched both campaigns before he volunteered for one. It's an experience that has strengthened his desire to be in politics.
Calling the community, sending them text messages, any of that stuff has really shown me how the community gets involved. And it's relieving that people aren't all across the board negative about politicians, especially on the local level.
And Scarfield-McLaughlin says that's the best thing, getting students to become more civic-minded, whether it's running for office themselves or campaigning for a candidate in the future.
Many of them do go on to work for the candidates once they're elected to office, or continue to work on campaigns. Most of the feedback that I get is that they don't want to let an election go by and not get involved.
We have video of Mayor Kreisman speaking to the students. You can see that at our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.